Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We are your wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, welcome aboard. Thank you so much for over a decade, and I'm still trying to remember the email address. I'm like writing it down. Oh, I hope I don't forget it. So, but we'll get that later. Hi, welcome. Thanks for listening. We have another, you know, sometimes we get to do special topics, and these topics, you know, are always interesting topics. And one of the things that Maria and I are both kind of strong advocates for is animal ownership. We've always, you know, we both get, I think, a lot of satisfaction and pleasure out of animal ownership.
Also the engineer.
Oh, there it is. There it is. Everybody. And to the point where, you know, sometimes we even ask ourselves, hey, why aren't we assessing animal ownership when people walk in the door suffering from some mental health problem? Because there may be some answers there, or a way to help them through contact with animals. And that's where we're at today. We're joined today by Dr. Lauren Linder, and she is a psychologist that works in a variety of circumstances in clinical psychology in Southern California. But one of her specialties is animal therapy. And so we're going to talk today about animal therapy with Dr. Linder. Welcome aboard, Dr. Linder.
Well, good afternoon. I think it's so wonderful that Imperial County has its own behavioral health wellness radio show.
Yes, we've been going on, what, more than 10 years?
Yeah,
10,
11? Yeah.
Well, good on you.
We're still not good at it, but, you know, we try.
I bet your listeners would differ.
Well, they like her.
Yeah, you know, right here at Behavioral Health, we have a lot of therapies that we've brought on board, a lot of evidence-based therapies. But we also have a set of kids that go to equine therapy. They go, these are mostly adolescents that have a lot of maybe legal issues, it's a lot of dysfunctional families coming from a lot of dysfunctionals, and we started taking them a couple of years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago, to learn how to ride horses. And a lot of them have bonded with the horses. But we don't have anything here, per se, that we have animal therapy. And then that's why we said, you know what, we should bring it on the show. Who knows what the future lies.
So. Well, I certainly agree with that.
So, Dr. Linder, how did animal therapy arise? How did that become something that now is a legitimately focused topic of treatment?
Well, that's a very good question. And, of course, many of us just resonate with the idea of animals used as therapy because they're part of our therapy family and the ways that we feel better. And the research also supports that, and that's been a long time in evidence that the animal interaction with the human is something that, you know, medically helps us to recover more quickly from surgeries. It helps to reduce our blood pressure. It helps us to just identify more with being human, believe it or not, even though we relate to the animal. It helps us to generalize those social conditions to other human relationships. And that helps us to improve in our mental health as well. One of the things that I encourage my supervisees to do is always to ask people when they do an initial assessment or intake, what are your resources? Who's there for you? And very often, sometimes the only beings that are there for them are their animals.
Yeah, my cat tells me every evening that that's the case in my life.
Oh, there you go.
No, people can get really isolated, and that pet becomes their one connection to other living beings.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one time a gentleman was struggling with who's really there, what are his resources, who would notice if something changes in his life, if it improves, if it gets worse. And one of the things he said is that the squirrels outside would notice if things were getting worse for him, pardon me, because he wouldn't come outside and feed them peanuts. And those were the only things that he interacted with on a regular basis. So animals have always struck humans into the heart. That's the way to cut through all the other busy business that we get into with being humans. Animals have a way in directly to our hearts and souls. And we've associated ourselves with animals since, you know, time began. So we co-evolved, so to speak, with animals. In fact, many people say that we wouldn't be Homo sapiens sapiens without the help of the wolf, you know, which ultimately became our best friend. That was our original best friend, because they protected us around the campfire. They protected us from the other predators and also gave us solace, like you said, when we're feeling alone and feeling like that, you know, that we need companionship. And we've always known that we can cross, you know, species communicate. We're very successful at that as a species.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.